This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Root is in the house. The Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root in the house that Root built. USA Radio Network, coast to coast, raw and unfiltered. I'm going to start off the show with an open letter to Senator Joe Manchin. How one brave man can save history and save America and change the course of history. This is my commentary that I just wrote, literally finished up 10 minutes ago. With only moments to spare before the show started. And it really is, in my opinion, the answer, the solution for now to slow down and block and impede the Biden agenda before America's finished. Because when they talk about Republicans, hey, we're going to win in 2022 and we're going to win in 2024. First of all, you don't know if you're going to win anytime, ever. Right? It's always a crapshoot. You don't know what's going to happen between now and then. But second of all, they're going to fill this country with so many illegals between now and 2022 and 2024 that you won't even recognize America anymore. It's going to be ruined forever. It doesn't matter what you do, the country's destroyed. So, you know, you better not count on that as your answer. I've got an answer here. This could save America. So here it is. Because you know I've been talking about Cloward Piven. The Democrats' plan to bury this country. I call it the O'Biden plan because it's Biden as president, but he's nothing but a puppet with dementia, brain dead, nothing going on between his two ears, zombies have eaten out his brains, and he's a puppet, and Obama's the real president. I really do believe this is the third term of Obama. The old president's the new president. So it's O'Biden. So O'Biden has this Cloward Piven plan we learned at Columbia University, Obama and I. A communist plan to take over the United States of America and fill the nation with people on welfare, which overwhelms the system and collapses the economy, and then you've got a socialist nation. And they're doing it by opening the borders. They've played around with it. This is a modified version. But they played around with it, modified it, and now it's open the borders, let millions of foreigners in. Legalize all the foreigners that are already here, and then they'll all go on welfare and will overwhelm the system and collapse the economy and turn this to a socialist nation. And as a bonus, every one of these foreigners will vote Democrat for the rest of all time while they get welfare from cradle to grave. And they know only one party will give them that welfare. It's the Democrats. So here's my open letter to Senator Joe Manchin, because I have an answer. How one brave man could save America and change the course of history. This is not your father's Democrat Party. These people are certified insane. Either that or they're all hardcore radical socialists and communists, hell-bent on turning America into Cuba, Greece, or Venezuela. And I believe it's a combination of both. They're both insane and communist. Every move Biden and his socialist communist cabal makes is a step closer to the destruction of the greatest country and economy in the history of civilization. John F. Kennedy would never be accepted in today's Democrat Party. John F. Kennedy believed in all the same things I do. He was pro-business, supported lower taxes, believed in strong borders, loved the military, he was a war hero, and most of all, JFK hated communists. He was willing to risk World War III with the Cuban Missile Crisis to prevent communists from building a military foothold near America's borders in Cuba. Now that's anti-communist. JFK is rolling over in his grave. The communists he fought are now running today's Democrat Party. By the standards of today, JFK is clearly a Republican. By those same standards of today, United States Senator Manchin of West Virginia is a Republican too. Joe Manchin represents 100% God-fearing conservative values, anti-open borders, pro-fossil fuel, coal country, West Virginia. Today's Democrat Party has passed Joe by, as in Joe Manchin, and it no longer represents his constituents. Joe Manchin is a reasonable, moderate, pro-business, blue-dog Southern Democrat. West Virginia Joe has to be sick to his stomach watching Joe Biden and the Democrats open the borders, turn the whole country into a sanctuary for illegal aliens, let the whole world in to take away American jobs, kill coal, and destroy America's global energy dominance. Senator Manchin, don't you find it insulting, bizarre, and tragic that Biden calls states that reopen their economies reckless and Neanderthal at the exact same time Biden opens the borders during a pandemic, invites illegals carrying COVID and other third world diseases in, and drops them off, even the sick ones, at bus stations inside the USA? Who's the real super spreader? It's not Texas, it's Biden. Biden is the worst super spreader in the history of America. He's the COVID super spreader. It sure seems like Biden and the Democrat Party are trying to kill middle-class Americans, doesn't it? Who would encourage sick foreigners during a pandemic to come to America and risk killing our citizens? Is this what you stand for, Joe? As in Manchin? Is this what your West Virginia constituents stand for? You think they want to see every coal mine and coal plant shut down in the name of global warming while China builds hundreds of new coal plants? You think your voters want transgender men playing women's sports? You think your West Virginia voters want boys who think they're girls in bathrooms and locker rooms with their daughters? Here's what I think. I think Joe Manchin is scared to death. He knows he's in bed with crazy people. He knows he's surrounded by communist, socialist, economic suicide bombers and racists who hate rural white people from places like West Virginia. But I have the solution to save America, the people of West Virginia, and Joe Manchin's career, all in one. It's a win-win for everyone. I call it Flip Joe Manchin, and we flip the world. Senator Joe Manchin needs to flip to Republican. Now, today, the Senate instantly goes from a 50-50 split to a 51-49 GOP lead. And Biden is blocked, and Kamala Harris's vote becomes meaningless. We can instantly save America, instantly save the U.S. energy industry. We save millions of U.S. jobs. We instantly checkmate the entire crazy communist Biden agenda. We instantly change the course of history. With that one simple move, Joe Manchin becomes the most famous, powerful, and beloved politician in America. Sure, Democrats hate you, Joe. But who cares? You only answer to the conservative and Christian people of West Virginia. They'll make you into a folk hero. And 75 million Trump voters will build you a statue next to George Washington, Abe Lincoln, and JFK. Joe Manchin can change the course of history. He will single-handedly stop the socialist, Marxist, transgender takeover of America. And in the bargain, Joe Manchin saves his own people of West Virginia. Here's your chance, Joe. Find the courage. You will go down in history as the man who saved America and changed the course of history. And we will never forget. Joe Manchin, United States Senator, Republican. Flip Joe Manchin, and we flip the world. There's my column. There's my brainstorm. I think it's a good one. Joe Manchin's clearly a moderate Republican, trapped with a D next to his name, in a party that's insane, filled with weirdos and bizarre, strange people who literally want women with penises and men with vaginas and men with penises hanging out in the women's room with your children. And they want to kill coal and every job that goes with it and dramatically raise taxes and open the borders like no one has ever seen in history. Now, no sooner than I read that, my entire show is going to be mostly about borders, 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 because the Democrats are mad. They're insane. And they're letting everybody in. This is insanity. But I want to quickly flip to the insanity of climate change, because that's the other thing Joe Biden would stop, is the destruction of the energy industry and the destruction of fracking and the destruction of coal and all fossil fuels. And so this article proves it. Carbon dioxide emissions need to fall by the equivalent of a lockdown every 2 years to save the planet, climate scientists claim. The claim derives from a paper in the journal Natural Climate Change titled Fossil CO2 Emissions in the Post-COVID-19 Era. So here's what they say. 5 years after the adoption of the Paris Climate Agreement, growth in global CO2 emissions has begun to falter. The pervasive disruptions from the COVID pandemic have radically altered the trajectory of global CO2 emissions. Contradictory effects of the post-COVID-19 investments in fossil fuel-based infrastructure and the recent strengthening of climate targets must be addressed with new policy choices. In short, the nations of the world will need to do much, much more if they are to meet the CO2 emissions reduction targets set by the Paris Climate Agreement. This is predicated on the idea that by keeping global industrial emissions below a certain level, mankind will somehow tweak the global temperature control knob to such effect that planetary warming will be kept within a supposedly safe range of 1.5 to 2. In order to achieve this, the report's lead author, Corinne Lequeri, can you imagine, says there must be an equivalent of a global lockdown every 2 years. We need a cut in emissions of about the size of the fall from the lockdowns every 2 years. Remember, this lockdown destroyed the entire global economy, put everyone out of work, put every restaurant owner out of work, made people broke, made people suicidal. They want to stop air travel. They want to stop train travel. They want to stop cars that run on gas. They want to retrofit every home in America. They want to stop natural gas so you'd have to spend $10,000 to fix your stove to change it from natural gas to electric, and your costs would go radically through the roof. These people are crazy with a capital C, along with communist. And let me tell you, let me reiterate again, Joe Manchin, you could save us. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. The new year is on its way, and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean, farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now, OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon, OceanSalmon, OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping, an additional pound, oh my goodness, and 15% off. OceanSalmon.com, OceanSalmon.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I gotta love Democrats, I really do. MSNBC host Joy Reid says Republicans would trade tax cuts for the ability to say the N-word. Just like the good old days, she says. Can you imagine what kind of filthy, foul-mouthed, negative, hateful pieces of garbage these Democrats are? Reid claimed that the right believes they were oppressed for not being able to be openly racist without consequences. I'll say it again. People on the right would trade all the tax cuts for the ability to openly say the N-word like the good old days, Reid tweeted. To them, not being able to be openly racist and discriminatory without consequence is oppression. Trump is the avatar for this freedom. Reid was immediately called out not only for the tweet, but for claiming that she was hacked when anti-gay blog posts of hers surfaced. Joy Reid published an anti-gay blog, and when she was caught, rather than take ownership, said her computer was hacked. That's the type of person she is. The posts are from 2007 to 2009 about then-Florida Governor Charlie Crist, whom she repeatedly mocked as Miss Charlie and used gay stereotypes to attack. Okay, these are the people you're dealing with, folks. By the way, isn't it interesting, Democrats in general, not just average activists, but even leaders of the Democrat Party, and, you know, big-time activists, like, you know, and media people like Joy Reid, they always make anti-gay comments. They made anti-gay comments about, all the time, about Lindsey Graham, and they made them about, as Joy Reid did, they made them about Florida Governor Charlie Crist. And by the way, where there's smoke, there's almost always fire. For years I've heard Charlie Crist is gay, and for years I've heard that Lindsey Graham's gay. So they're probably right, but that doesn't mean they have to say vicious negative things about them. But see, Democrats believe that if you're gay and a Republican, they have every right to say vicious, disgusting things about you because, you know, you're a traitor to your own people if you're gay and a Republican. So they want to just mock you. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty HealthShare, and they are the greatest. And Biden, believe it or not, as much as I despise Biden, think he's a moron, think he's brain dead, think he has dementia, think he needs to be living in a nursing home right now or assisted living, he did one good thing. He opened the enrollment period, extended it through May 15th. He reopened it and extended it through May 15th. So anybody with any policy can switch to another policy, so you can switch to Liberty HealthShare right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 a month. That's it. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org today. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago, best decision I've ever made. It's Christian health care sharing. It's an alternative to health insurance. There's no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. They've saved me a minimum of $120,000 in premiums in the last 6 years. Maybe as much as $175,000. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. To find out more about your health sharing options, call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, or 855-58-LIBERTY. So I've always liked Texas, and, you know, Greg Abbott has some rhino tendencies. He's not perfect. He's not the most Republican governor in America. He's not the most conservative governor in America. But he's not bad. Pretty good. Compared to all the Democrats, he's amazing. And he did something really good today. He said it's un-American, un-Texan, and soon it will be illegal. Texas Governor Abbott announces a bill prohibiting tech giants from censoring viewpoints like they did to me at Twitter. But I would guess you have to live in Texas for this to be effective. In other words, if they banned Wayne Root in Texas, I'd have grounds, I'm sure I'm going to read here, to sue them, and Texas would go after them and fine them. But because I live in Nevada, maybe it doesn't apply. It only applies within the borders of Texas. Anything they pass in Texas, I got to assume. But Greg Abbott did announce on Thursday he will join Texas State Senator Brian Hughes today to discuss the proposed bill prohibiting far-left social media companies from censoring viewpoints. And that follows Florida Governor DeSantis, who announced legislation in February that would prevent Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google, YouTube, Amazon, and Apple from censoring content or selling users' data. Too many social media sites silence conservative speech and ideas and trample free speech. It's un-American. It's un-Texan. It's soon to be illegal. I hope so. I hope so. I hope I find out that you know, they'll find them, hopefully, thousands and thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands or millions, whatever the number may be, something that would punish them and make them think twice. When I get back, great guests, and I want to tell you about a San Francisco robbery that you're just going to laugh at.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Democrats have agreed to lower the weekly unemployment benefits to $300 in their COVID-19 aid bill from $400, but extend them through September, 1 month longer than the House bill. The bill is continuing to be debated on the House floor. The White House is highlighting increases in coronavirus vaccinations. Top COVID advisor Andy Slavik giving an update on the latest vaccination numbers.
6 weeks ago, only 8% of seniors, those most vulnerable to COVID, had received a vaccination. Today, nearly 55% of people aged 65 or older have received at least one shot.
Slavitt saying the government is throwing everything we have at the coronavirus pandemic, but noted the crisis is not over. The White House still not saying when new guidelines will be released for people that have been vaccinated. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free, up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We'll be right back. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I am back. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. The Root, the Root, the at the Center for Immigration Studies, author of a new book, America's Covert Border War, and for a guy named War, Wayne Allen Root, that's music to my ears. Because let me tell you, we are at war. There's no question. The Biden administration is at war with the American people, and the Biden administration is at war with anyone who's born in America. They give more rights to illegal aliens and foreigners who have never stepped foot in the country than they do to you and me. It's absolutely insanity. Is it not, Todd Benson? Todd Benzman?
Well, yes. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. But, yeah, absolutely. You've got a set of circumstances in place right now that were put in place by the Biden administration that has acted as a very powerful suction for illegal immigration. And you've got a crisis on the border. I'm pretty much pronouncing it. I mean, we are in a crisis at the border.
Yes, we
should have had over 100,000 people come in just in the month of February.
That was just announced today, by the way. That was just announced today. That's a reality. That's a fact. That's not, you know, us saying that. It's not wishful thinking. It's not panicked Republican, conservative, racist thinking. You know, that means that there are going to be millions on the way, millions more on the way. And who doubted that? You and I, Ted. Who would have doubted that when we knew that if Biden was elected, the first thing he'd do is open borders and bring everyone in because they're all going to vote Democrat forevermore and require cradle-to-grave welfare. So, I mean, that's the story I kept repeating again and again before the election. And it's all, sadly, tragically, it's all happening, right?
Yeah, there are so many migrants coming right now, massing in northern Mexico, that the cartels, which control smuggling, I just wrote about this yesterday, have taken to an inventory control system that involves wristbands, requiring wristbands on all the migrants that are numbered with registration numbers on them in order to keep control and make sure that they are paying the peso, you know, the taxes to come over. And we're finding these wristbands just scattered all over on the Texas side. And in addition to that, there were migrant camps for months and months on the Mexican side. They're ghost towns now. They've always been. They're completely empty. Everybody's left. Everybody's on their way here.
It's very sad. Look, we've all known from the beginning that the day that Democrats take Texas, it's over for us. The country is completely 100% Democrat. All elections moving forward, if they ever take Texas. And they actually went backwards in the last election, and we did really well. Republicans did great there, and give them kudos. But that's why Biden is leaving open the Texas border, and he's bringing them all in and dropping them at bus stations in Brownsville and El Paso. And it just seems like everything is coming through Texas because he wants to fill Texas with illegals and make them all citizens and then get them all registered to vote. And pretty soon you flip Texas, right? That's the game plan.
Well, we definitely have a bill on the in the Congress now proposed by the Biden administration for amnesties, all different kinds of amnesties. Well, I don't know if there's going to be support for the big general amnesty, but for sure that there will be an expanded DACA that will probably be piecemealed out, and you'll have farm workers and probably 4 million who are going to be made citizens before the next Congress. So that'd be maybe 4 million people to vote for Kamala Harris.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be Biden. We all know that. Let's be honest. 4 years from now, there's no Joe Biden as president. I make the over-under 1 year. I'll be shocked if he lasts the year because he looks like he's on death's door now. I mean, I just think he's going downhill so fast. But
I'm not sure he's in charge of him. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I agree with you. He's not in charge of anything. I think he's a puppet, and I think probably Obama's in charge. I don't think Kamala's in charge, but I think I don't think Kamala's in charge, but I think probably Obama's in charge, and Biden's the puppet he used to take back power. But it's just a miserable situation. Miserable situation. I mean, now the people that want sanctuary cities are in charge of our country. So there's nobody that's going to stop it. Look at the Supreme Court ruling today, right?
Right. Well, look, remember that in 2019, before Donald Trump put a stop to it, we had inside of about 5 or 6 months, 950,000 Central Americans cross over that border, almost a million come in over the border. They're all still here. I promise you, very few of them have gone back. And what we're looking at right now is a very similar circumstances. 100,000 in a month is right up there in those months. They actually saw 140,000 in 1 month before Trump put an end to it. And I think that probably next month we'll start seeing those kind of numbers, 140, 150, 175. There's no stopping it. And I think we're going to see millions before this thing is over, millions of people
come over
the border. And also, they're not just Spanish-speaking. I just want to point out that across the Americas, there are people from all over the world who have heard the clarion call, the Biden clarion call to come. The door is open. You'll never be deported. And so there are people coming from the Middle East. There are people coming from Iran. We just had 11 Iranians caught on the Arizona border, Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, people from countries of national security concern, from all of the African countries as well. Thousands are on their way marching through right now. So it's not going to just be Spanish-speaking laborers. You're going to have people showing at the border with no identification whatsoever from places like Syria. And that's what my whole book is about, America's covert border wars, that threat. And I think we're going to have a problem with that, just like Europe did.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Look, we both know Todd Bensman, National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, author of the new book, America's Covert Border War. We both know, you and I, Todd, that, you know, millions are coming, because why would you not? If you've ever had a dream of coming to America, you know, wouldn't this be the exact moment? And ironically, Eddie Murphy's new movie, Coming to America 2, is going to be out any day now. It's perfect timing because everyone's coming to America. You know, he's offering you free everything. He's saying you'll never be deported. You're going to get free health care if you're sick, so why wouldn't you come if you're sick? But the thing that's really amazing to me is we're in the middle of a pandemic. And the last thing you'd ever expect is someone to endanger the lives of all of us and our children by opening the borders in the middle of a pandemic and letting people sick with COVID in. Here's a guy that's obsessed with COVID, Biden. It's all he talks about. And if you open up your own economy for American citizens, he calls you reckless and a Neanderthal. But he opens up the border and lets sick illegal aliens come in to infect us all. Isn't this incredible to you?
Well, that's exactly what happened. Under Trump, there was an emergency rule called Title 42 that allowed for Border Patrol to catch every single migrant and bring them straight back over to the Mexican side. It was an emergency thing. It was working fairly well. They put about 375,000 back over into Mexico. What happened with the Biden administration is they've mostly thrown it out. They're ignoring Title 42, even though technically it's still on the books, and they've reinstituted catch and release. And catch and release is the most powerful single inducement for illegal immigration that there is. I mean, it's just, you know, you come in and we take you right to the Greyhound bus station. Well, none of those migrants, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands, are just coming through straight to the Greyhound bus station and not getting COVID tested. And they're getting on those buses and they're heading straight to American cities all over the country right at the moment that we were getting close to herd immunity. They were saying maybe April, May, 80% of the country would have these vaccinations and we'd be have herd immunity, and now they're just spreading, migrants to all these cities, and sure enough, they're testing positive for COVID.
And here's a question I have for you, because, you know, you're the expert. I'm just the talk show host that rails about it all day long, illegal immigration. But when you see they drop them off at the bus stop, the Greyhound bus stop, How do the illegals know where they're going from there? Who gives them the money to get on the bus? Do we give them the bus fare? Where do they go from there? Where they have relatives? Or they're free to go anywhere they want?
No.
Or does the government assign them places?
Well, here's the way that works, is there are non-governmental organizations, refugee help groups, volunteer groups. Border Patrol brings them to those volunteer groups who have auditoriums and spaces set up, and they assist them in contacting friends and relatives in the United States who will then wire them money, create, you know, rooms and space for them, and then they help purchase the bus tickets, make sure that they get on the right bus and go to the right city. So there are NGOs that are helping out with that whole process for the adults and the family units.
And this is where I think George Soros comes in, right? George Soros is paying for a lot of this, correct?
I'm not sure how that works. I do know that Soros money definitely funds migrant assistance groups. That does happen. I don't know which groups are involved in this just yet, but I'm sure that that there's a lot of donor money coming in. That's the point of it. You can advertise about how you helped all these immigrants and get donor money.
Amazing. Our country's been given away. Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Studies, author of the new book, America's Covert Border War. I don't know how we're going to win this war, Todd. Democrats are in charge. Pretty scary stuff. Todd, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a serious situation. It's an emergency. And in my opinion, we're on the verge of the end of America. Maybe Joe Manchin. I just told you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
By the way, again, I'll ask the question, if COVID is really the incredible pandemic that they're trying to make it out to be, I said from day one, it's terrible for old people. It's terrible for very sick people. If I had cancer, I might be scared to death. That's a whole different ballgame. See, I'm a very realistic guy. I don't deceive anybody. I'm not in denial. I don't lie to anybody. If you happen to be very sick with cancer, you're very old, your immune system is shot and gone, you're in a nursing home, sitting in a wheelchair with dementia, COVID's deadly. And that's what's killed mostly. And if you're very obese, obesity is a big problem. And fat in your body is a big problem. And so, you know, it's a terrible thing. I'm not belittling COVID, the significance of COVID. But here's the thing. If it's really that bad, I said this from day one, because my buddy owns two restaurants in Florida, and they're always jammed. And the people are jammed at the bar, and they're jammed at the tables, and none of the employees are sick. So how bad could COVID be? Not one employee gets sick. And yet the people are all next to each other, and they've got no masks on. So what are we all talking about? So here's this story leading off the UK Daily Mail right now. New York City restaurants opening in Miami due to less COVID restrictions. 150 restaurant groups have reached out in the last 2 months looking for space, including some who are just abandoning the New York projects. Famed New York City restaurants that have opened up in Miami despite the COVID pandemic are reaping the benefits of lesser restrictions, with business said to be booming and overflowing with patrons and reservations. People have three-month waits for a reservation. Well, the once thriving hospitality scene in New York City has been crippled due to the state's COVID measures. Some restaurant owners say Miami has opened up new opportunities to expand and survive amid the pandemic. New York City's high-end sushi chain, Kisaki, is among the latest to open in Miami, with restaurateur and owner Gary Koffner preparing to open two locations this year. Celebrity favorites such as Carbone, Cote, Saint Ambrose have opened up shop in Miami. Brooklyn's popular pizza joint Roberta's, Harlem hotspot Red Rooster have also opened up recently. Everyone's going to Florida, and every restaurant's opening in Florida, and everyone's not dead. How do you explain that? That should be my column next week. Why isn't everyone in Florida dead? Michelin-starred Korean steakhouse Kote. Nearly impossible to get a reservation. Those who do are limited to a 60-minute time limit to keep people moving in and out. Can you believe this stuff? Florida is booming like nothing anyone's ever seen. Felix Bendersky, the owner of F&B Hospitality Leasing. What a name. How do you go through life with the name Bendersky? Isn't that something you do when you get to prison? You get in the shower, you Bendersky? Felix Bendersky, the owner of F&B Hospitality Leasing, told the Daily Mail that business is booming in Miami and restaurants are continuing to flee New York City. There is, I would probably say, 150 groups in the last 60 days that have reached out looking for restaurant space. Some who've abandoned New York projects come here. They figure by the time New York comes back, they can get further in Miami. I think it's been kind of insane. Bendersky said the harsh restrictions on the hospitality industry in New York was driving up demand in Miami. See, but that's not the point. The point is there's almost no restrictions in Miami. Nobody wears a mask. Everybody's right next to each other, and no one's sick. How do you explain that? If everyone's so sick in New York and New Jersey and California, in places where everybody was masked and everybody was locked down. I guess Wayne Root was right about everything. This was all ridiculous overreaction from day one, and you ruined all these business people's lives from day one because of the way Democrat governors reacted to this. Nobody ever needed to close down. No one needed to lock down. No one needs to shut down indoor dining. Because why isn't everyone in Florida sick? And, you know, again, Florida, Tampa Bay hosted the Super Bowl. And not only did lots of people go to the Super Bowl, but after the Super Bowl, they were all in the streets celebrating with no masks. And guess what? There was no super spreader event. How do you explain that? Democrats were hoping and praying for a super spreader event, right? There was none. And my guess is the people of Florida are smart. They're careful. They're not stupid. But you can eat out all you want. Everything's fine. And the proof of that is Wayne Root. And my fiance Cindy, you go out every night, 7 nights a week. That's my joy in life. That's what I enjoy doing. I love to eat out. I love a new restaurant every night. And in Vegas, we've been out every night since June 1st. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, now March. So we're in the middle of the 10th month, and that's 300 days in a row. I've been out to eat with my fiance. We're not sick. We don't have a sniffle. When you go out to eat, the minute I get in the restaurant, just so they don't get in trouble, I wear a mask for 1 second. Literally, I put it on the second I open the door. I walk in with the mask, say hi, take it off as I'm walking to the table, sit down at the table, and I sit for 2 hours with no mask, breathing in all the other people's germs. And almost every restaurant I go to, people come up to me and go, "Oh, my God, it's Wayne Root. Hey, Wayne Root, I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand." In the middle of my eating, I'm talking to people, I'm shaking hands with people, and I'm not sick. No mask on. How do you explain that? This whole thing is a scam, but don't misquote me, right wing watch. COVID's not a scam. It's real. It's a bad flu, and it's 10 times more contagious than regular flu. What's a scam is the idea that anyone needed to be locked down or that lockdowns would prevent someone from getting a germ through a window or under a door. Ridiculous. And speaking of health, Freedom Health Alliance is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They're all about supercharging your immune system. This is how people stay healthy. They save you 50% on products that I personally use and love. Oh, you know what? I'll finish this when we get back. Obviously, I started this a little too late. Hour number two coming up. Freedom Health Alliance's plug coming up. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.